Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Attention.
This is the...
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
So it's time for the 9 o'clock hour Unicorn Cash code right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Text BOAT, B-O-A-T. Text BOAT, B-O-A-T to 72881 here in the next hour. And you're automatically entered your chance to win $1,000. That's BOAT. B-O-A-T 72881. Data message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here at 10 o'clock when I will give you another Unicorn Cash code on the Jeff Calkins Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. One last time, text BOAT, B-O-A-T. Text BOAT, B-O-A-T 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't.
He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
yeah. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Oh, it's a big day here at 92.9 FM ESPN as, we've decided to change the starting lineup. It's weird that when you're in the midst of the kind of winning streak that we're in.
That's true.
That we've been on now, like practically Warriors South, that we would mess with the starting lineup. But you can't be complacent. You cannot be complacent. And also when a stalwart like Eric Hasseltine leaves as a free agent, you got to do what you can to replace him.
Pulled a Strahan. He retired.
What?
He retired. Yeah. He
walked out of the top of the game. Right. Exactly right. On top of his game. And so you will find a slightly tweaked and new lineup. Not just tweaked, but you know what they'd say in the branding world. My brother Tim would say new and approved.
That's right.
A lineup today. We're here. As per usual, will be followed by Jason and John, as per usual. But they will have a new producer in the person of Brad Cowboy Carson.
Indeed.
Will be joining Jason and John. Then we have the debut of the brand new show, Jeffrey and Giannotto.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey and Giannotto.
I appreciate that. But
we have the debut of the brand new show, Jeffrey.
We're putting it in alphabetical order.
Jeffrey and Giannotto will be from 2 to 4 in the place of, and by the way, I mean that as no disrespect to Mark Giannotto, who's tremendous. I just got to stand by my guy.
I appreciate that.
And so you guys will be great. 2 to 4 today will be Jeffrey and Giannotto, and then... Gary Parrish won't have Brad Carson to kick around anymore.
Indeed.
Because Bennett Doyle is going to be the new producer for the Gary Parrish
show. Can't kick around Bennett.
You don't mess with Bennett.
No. Big shoulders.
So anyway, we'll enjoy that. Hope you enjoy that. And away we go. I am thrilled with the everything we have on tap today, because we have in the very next segment, Jeff Goodman. He is with Stadium, and will talk to us about Memphis basketball recruiting and about John Morant, both, right? And the whole deal. Like, we can talk to him about R.J. Barrett, John Morant, the draft, and Memphis basketball recruiting. So we'll do that with Jeff Goodman in the next segment. After that, I have a story. Two Jeffs was not enough. After that, I have a story to tell about my weekend. I have done some idiotic things in my life.
I see I'm rubbing off on you.
I have done, no. I was doing idiotic things when you were just a gleam in your parents' eye. I have done some idiotic things in my life. I've done some deeply, deeply serious idiotic things in my life, but then I've also just some what a moron things in my life.
Scatterbrain.
The all-timer happened this weekend. The most idiotic thing I have done in my life in the category of frivolous things as opposed to actual idiot things. That happened this weekend.
Yes, this one was relatively harmless.
It did involve the police, and I will tell that tale at the end of this hour. I think it's best to come clean and to let you know what you're dealing with, what kind of menace is in your community. And so I will tell that tale later on this hour. Chris Harrington, this is why I'm so thrilled, because it's just action-packed. Chris Harrington is going to join us at 10 o'clock. He has the definitive Mike Conley trade column up. And I never want to cast aspersions on anyone else in the world who writes about the Memphis Grizzlies. But just read this one, and you'll know you don't have to shop anywhere else. Other people have good ideas and whatever else. Like, there are a lot of people who cover it. Interesting to say things about the Memphis Grizzlies. But the definitive Memphis Grizzlies writer is over at the Daily Memphian. He is Chris Harrington, and he has gone through all the potential Mike Conley trade scenarios. When he did this, by the way, for Mike and Mark at the trade deadline, one of the scenarios for Mark is one that actually happened. What normally happens in these trade scenario deals is nothing. These phantom trade scenario deals that you read in various publications, none of them ever happen. The one that that Chris outlined with Toronto is the one that actually happened. And anyway, so we'll talk to Chris about, and of course, the unbelievably great basketball game last night between Toronto and Milwaukee. You came away from that game, at least I did, thinking two things. Boy, I'm glad Toronto won for Mark to make it a series, et cetera, so it's not 3-0, so it's interesting, so it's not like the one out west. I also came away thinking it's not really a series.
Yes, I came.
Particularly if Kawhi is limited.
Yeah, I just came away thinking, God, they blew a horrific. That game one loss was just such a massive
that's
opportunity.
True. They just don't look like the better team, though.
Agreed.
Milwaukee just looks like the better team.
Completely.
Definitively. Even last night, they looked like the better team. So anyway, we'll talk to Chris about that as well. And then a double dip of college basketball experts, because it is that time. College basketball / draft experts. Rob Dossiter also can talk to us about R.J. Barrett and John Morant. But we're going to have Rob Dossiter on to talk to us about the Memphis Tigers as well. Because the Precious Achiuwa news, I believe, listen, I don't want to say I told you so.
But she did.
All Friday morning, I believe what I was saying was, given the clear power of the Jason and John show.
The monster that it is,
that it is no longer just predicting correctly recruiting, it is now controlling recruiting. And so I think I spent all morning telling you that I expected Precious Achiuwa to commit at 11 o'clock. Jeffrey, what time did Precious Achiuwa commit?
I believe it was 11:01, so you missed it by you missed it by 60 seconds.
Just this much. That was ridiculous. I was joking, half joking. I wasn't really joking. It's amazing. And so Precious Achiuwa did commit immediately as we went off the air. And thanks, Precious. We appreciate that. But if you think that means we are going to be left out of the Precious Achiuwa fun, you have misread.
You have not been paying attention.
You have not been paying attention because we have debuted, and this is, I have a co-writer I have to tell you about in a minute. We have debuted the Precious Achiuwa song that I will play for you. You'll want to, wherever you are, you want your record. I mean, we do have a podcast, and you'll be able to get this off your podcast. But you'll want to record this. Yeah. I think you'll want to, when it first plays, it's like when...
It's a world debut.
It's like, I want to hold your hand.
Yes.
Like the first time it played, it was a, that becomes, you look back and it was a momentous occurrence when that first played. And this is, I'm not going to say bigger.
But at the same time, we're also not going to.
But possible. I'm not going to rule out that possibility.
Again, it would be irresponsible.
Obviously. Right. I'm not going to rule out the possibility. So you'll want to, whatever recording device you have, you'll want to have handy. And you'll want to be, honestly, what I would do is crank it up over the speakers at work. If you could.
That's a very good point.
We'll be doing this in just a couple of minutes.
Now, in fairness, though, I'm a headphones guy. So if you want to get it in the headphones,
you know, it's a headphony song.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of musicianship involved in this.
I've been doing radio in Memphis. I did it with George Lapidus back in the.
Say, at least since I was in high school, maybe before that.
Yeah, was I doing it by, I came here in 96. Was I on the radio with George by 2000?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I might have been shortly
somewhere in there. So I've been doing radio in Memphis for, it has not been two decades, but I'm certainly well into my second decade. And I will tell you, I have never, although it is a hidden talent of mine, well hidden, I have never actually written and produced a song. Now, this song is co-written, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, but I've never actually written, produced, and performed a song on the radio, but I have now broken that streak. There is recruiting news, or news to be in the offing, and it is as follows. Trendon Watford is going to be committing today. He said today is the day. He confirmed yesterday today is the day. I don't think people are thinking it is going to be Memphis. So there is that. It doesn't appear. And I haven't heard John say otherwise, so therefore I'm going to go with this. It doesn't appear that Trendon Watford will be coming to Memphis. But there was, over the weekend, throughout the Twitter world, there were a couple of developments. Possible developments. One is that Rajon Tucker may not be coming to Memphis. He's obviously the graduate transfer from Arkansas Little Rock who committed to Memphis.
Correct.
If he doesn't stay in the draft. And there's increasing thinking that he is going to, perhaps just because he wants to play basketball.
He's already graduated. Oh.
Anyway, that was the development. He perhaps just wants to play basketball.
Ah.
And so he could just stay in and play basketball, right?
He can
stay in and play basketball. And he could play G League. He could go to Europe. Some people are just sick of college basketball. They just want to go. And so there's an increasing thing. And plus, he is an incredibly athletic guy. It's, I suppose, possible at the end of the second someone would take him, give him a two-way, whatever. But anyway, either event, it started kicking around the interwebs over the weekend that he might not come, in which case RJ Hampton might come. I think Jason and John have RJ's dad on today, of course, to talk about this development. I'll be honest. I think there is, and I said this Friday, I think there's real concern that Rajon Tucker not come. And if he doesn't come, I think that is a blow not because he's the second most talented player on the team behind James Wiseman, but because given his experience, a lot of people thought he might be the second best player on the team next year. And if he does not come, you will be missing that experience. It'll clear up some of the rotation issues that people have been wondering about, but it wouldn't hurt the recruiting ranking because as a graduate transfer, he doesn't figure into the recruiting ranking. But it would certainly hurt the recruiting reality. Let's just say that. It would hurt the reality. And so if he doesn't come, that would not be a good thing. It still is a crazy amount of talent that has come to Memphis, but that would not be a good thing. And then RJ Hampton, we can listen to his dad. I still don't think most people think he's going to come. Despite the fact that his dad said he'd be happy to play with Boogie, I don't think realistically most people think RJ Hampton is coming to the University of Memphis. So that's where we stand on that. Trendon Watford will be committing today. There's swirling rumors that Rajon Tucker may not make it. and RJ Hampton may be back in play, although I'll be honest, I don't take that particularly seriously. So that's where we are. Now, Friday we played a whole series of, because we knew it was coming at exactly 11 o'clock. I'm not sure many have called the shot like that. We knew it was coming exactly 11 o'clock. We played a series of Precious songs on the radio. Basically, every Precious song we could possibly, any song that had the word Precious in it, we played on this show on Friday. And me being a child of the 70s, the one that, of course, it is funny what leaps to your mind. The one that leapt to your mind was?
The Pretenders.
The Pretenders. What was it called?
What's Precious.
Precious. Appropriately enough, mm-hmm. Precious. And so we played that one. Me being a child of the 70s, the one that came to my mind was, of course, that hit by Climax.
Who can forget?
Who can forget? Precious and Few. Now, I'm going to, so you see what we did with it, I think we have to refamiliarize ourselves with that classic hit by Climax, Precious and Few.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share.
Don't worry, I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Quiet and blue like the sky.
Now that's been improved, especially. You know?
And if I
listen to those drums, though. Is this not 70s?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I wish everyone could see the outfits, too.
I'm actually wearing one today because what you're going to hear next is going to astound you. Okay, so anyway, there you go. I go home, and there in my email box is a email from a man named Frank Cantrell, who was a Memphis fan. Don't know what he does for a living. I can only assume he's a lyricist.
Or a poet.
Perhaps a poet. He may be a poet. He may be the poet laureate for the Tiger Nation.
Some type of wordsmith.
And he offered up a first verse for a song that was derivative of this, New Words. And it was sheer brilliance. You recognize it. As a musician myself, as a lyricist and poet myself, you recognize sheer brilliance when you see it. And I recognize this as sheer brilliance. And so what I did was I tweaked the first verse slightly.
It's the editing process. It's the
and
creative
then it's
process.
Creative process is like this. And then I added a second verse. And then we tweaked the second verse again. And I don't – okay. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think we're ready to debut this?
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you are, remember, this is where you are. It's a Precious Achua.
Well, the make sure – tell everyone to get some facial tissues and everything
get
ready.
Get some facial tissues.
Like,
it is
– This is going to move you.
This is going to move. I hope it moves you like it moved us here
exactly.
At 92.9 FM ESPN. The song is Precious Achua, the highlights we all can share.
Precious Achua, the highlights we all can share. On our feet and you fly in right through the air. And if you can't find the three-point line, turn on that line, Lester and Boogie are there. Precious that you are the highlights we all can share. Cool.
coaches rolling through town, rolling through town. Penny gives them a stare. Tell them they had best get the F out of there. Precious the few of the titles we all can share. James Wiseman together will kick us there. And if you can't find the three-point line, find that fine Boogie and Tyler there. Precious few of the times we all can share.
This dedication to Penny Hardaway.
You listen to 98.9 The Breeze.
No!
Back in a minute.
You listen to 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll be back with Jeff Goodman in a moment. It's Jeff Cockett Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookson, the owner, has won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Beer lovers, listen up. Your Memphis Zoo is back this Friday, May 24th, with Zoo Brew. Sample over 100 beers smack dab in the middle of the zoo. Lions, tigers, bears, and beers. Friday, May 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $45. Available online at memphiszoo.org, as well as the Memphis Zoo box office. Zoo Brew is brought to you by Southland Casino Racing.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 for an EcoBill and autopay offer. 5/21/19 restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker, and is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand, so you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail. Now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lovers. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
By Michael Zellner. You can save 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day of the week. Named the best mattress store in Memphis 2015, 16, 17, and 18. They got all the best mattresses. Serta iComfort, Simmons Beauty Rest, and mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you'll get an additional 10% off. They sell mattresses. They also sell furniture, by the way. They got a showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. Also, nearly 500 positive reviews over the Better Business Bureau. That is more than any other Mid-South mattress or furniture company. Sleep City is located 2790 Kirby Whitten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue next to Hollywood Feed. Give them a call directly, 692-6200. Sleep City is by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Join now. It's my great pleasure to be joined by Jeff Goodman, basketball analyst for Stadium, and on Twitter, at Goodman Hoops. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. What's the date for Memphis Midnight Madness? I got to book my my hotel now.
Jeff, I don't know if you think we might have, we cut a new tune this morning. I'm not going to play the whole thing for you, but okay. I'll give you a little. Do you know any 70s music?
I was born in 71, so yeah, a little bit. I'm more of 80s.
Are you familiar with the classic hit, Precious and Few Are the Moments We All Can Share, by Climax?
I'm not.
This is the derivation. I'm not going to play the whole thing for you. We'll play it later in the show for everybody. But you can tell me if you think we maybe are overreacting here in Memphis in a moment. Here you go. Play. Give them a sample.
Y'all can share us on our feet, and you fly in right through the air. And if you can't find the three-point line, turn on that line, Lester and Boogie are there. Precious the two of the highlights we
You'll have to listen. You're gonna have to go to iTunes to download the whole hit, Jeff.
I'm all over it.
Do you think we're overreacting at all?
No. Listen, Penny Hardaway is out recruiting John Calipari right now. Like, if you're in Memphis, you are in your absolute glory because finally. You've got a guy that you think can stand toe-to-toe with the guy who left you, right? The guy who went to Kentucky and you thought was going to stay at Memphis forever. And he screwed you. He went to Kentucky. He won a national title. He's got that program rolling. And finally, you got a chance to get this dude back and show him that your program is shouldn't be the little brother, right?
At the kids' table is what he said. He said we were at the kids' table. He said we were at the kids' table, Jeff Goodman. So
those are fighting words.
No one expected this. I mean, it's funny. Like
no one.
We expected James Wiseman. Not even expected. We thought James Wiseman. We thought DJ. We thought, even though he was already committed. This is nuts, what is happening. Where right now, if this is the team, where roughly will you have them in your top 25 next year heading into the season?
I'd say somewhere between 5 to 10. You know, we got to wait to see how everything shakes out with the kids coming back. It's not, you know, like if Kansas gets Dotson, I don't even think they need Grimes back, but they got to get Dotson back. So there's still some moving parts right now, but I'd feel comfortable saying they're going to be somewhere in that 5 to 10 range right now with all this talent coming in. I mean, it's insane. Again, like you said, we thought there was a good chance they'd get Wiseman. and maybe they pick up another guy or two, but this is incredible, the fact that they've got, you know, four more top 75 players and, you know, arguably one of the best transfers out there as well, although I still want to see if Tucker ends up in Memphis. I'm not sold that he ends up in Memphis at the end of the day, but we'll see.
It starts to look like he may not. How big a blow is that if he decides, you know what? And he very quickly put out that he might stay in the draft. And whether he may, you know, some people, you don't think he's going to be drafted, do you?
No, but I've heard there may be some academic component to this too. So I just don't know. I think it's a flip of the coin right now.
An academic component in that you can't be a graduate transfer if you don't graduate?
Yes, you need to graduate. You definitely need to graduate. That's why they call it a grad transfer, right?
Right. And so that you've heard there may be that part of it as well. If he doesn't show up, how big a blow?
Again, he's a veteran. So you do want him there for that more than anything else. Now, you know, they've got so much talent that I think they can withstand the blow, but who's going to be that leader? Who's going to be that man? You know, you've got some young guys. You certainly – the best teams, the ones that have a chance to win it all are the ones that can combine some veteran dudes with some really talented young guys. And we've seen it lately with Kentucky and Duke. Like, listen, you got too many young guys. You can be really good, but can you be consistent enough to be able to win six straight games? That's a big question.
And so he was part of that. He was part of the. He was some of the experience on this team. Otherwise, you're looking at what, Isaiah Maurice and Tyler Harris and Alo, who had up and down seasons themselves, as the experience on this team. Did you see enough from Penny to think? You know, there was a lot of Kenny coach stuff, and obviously coaching this group will be different than coaching that group, but. It seemed he certainly to me he never looked in over his head. That's for sure. Like there he is. He's going up against Cronin. He's going up against Greg Marshall, and I couldn't tell who the coach was there who was supposed genius and who was the one who was supposedly over his head.
I'm with you. No, I think Penny did a really good job last year for the most part. And listen, if there's anybody that I think can figure out egos, guys that want to be one and done, it's a guy who played at the highest level. And I think, again, if you're James Wiseman, if you're Precious, if you're DJ Jeffries or Boogie Ellis or whoever, you're going to have more respect for a guy that you know, again, was successful at the highest level. You know, there's some of that here, like, for instance, you know, in Boston with the Celtics, with Brad Stevens, you know, and Kyrie Irving. Well, how much does Kyrie respect Brad Stevens because he didn't play at the highest level? All these kids, I think, instantly have that respect for Penny. So he should be able to coach him. Now, again, what will his style be? That's still yet to be determined because he hasn't coached any of these guys at this level in college. Now, he coached Wiseman, obviously, in AAU and high school.
Talking to Jeff Goodman on Twitter, at Goodman Hoops. He is the basketball analyst for Stadium. It's interesting. Gary on his show said that when Precious committed Friday, he got a text from a Division I head coach saying, I need to start wearing a flat-brimmed hat. That's it. And then he texted him back and said, come on, seriously, what's the perception out there? Is the perception that he's cheating up a storm? And the coach tweeted back and said, actually, no, that's not the perception. Now, you never know. Like, we never know, and I'm never going to say anyone's clean. When LSU was rolling in all these players, I'm sure the LSU fans were incredibly defensive and said, no, it's just because they like, you know, gumbo or whatever. And it turns out, it appears, there may have been something amiss down at LSU. I'm not going to say one way or another. What's the perception among coaches that you talk to? Is that a fair question to ask?
Yeah, no, it is. It is, and I think, again, some think because, you know, Penny's got a ton of money and Mike Miller's got a ton of money, some think that they're getting stuff done that way. But, again, I think the majority feel like, hey, listen, Penny got it going with James Wiseman. He had an advantage there that he took advantage of. He completely did and got recruiting momentum going with Wiseman. And that's all it takes. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, Nate Oates right now at Alabama. He takes over. He's not from Alabama. he gets all those kids to stay, and he's got some momentum. And you utilize that momentum, especially if you're a guy like Penny Hardaway, and you can sell, I can get you to the NBA. I can prepare you. Not only can I do it, but, oh, by the way, I got a guy who played 15 years in the NBA and Mike Miller, who can help you with your shooting. And I got another guy in Sam Mitchell who not only played in the NBA for whatever, 12, 15 years, but also coached in the NBA. So I think he's utilizing that to his advantage. But I think the unbelievable thing, Jeff, that probably hasn't been talked about enough is timing. And, you know, I know there was a little bit of a push to hire Penny when they hired Tubby, right?
Yeah.
If they had done that, this thing might not have worked.
Right.
Let's face it. He never would have had the advantage and the connection to coach these kids in AAU and high school and Coach Wiseman. I think he had started coaching at that point already, but he hadn't coached James Wiseman. And without getting James Wiseman, does he get any of these other dudes? So timing is everything. And I think by waiting two more years and the Tubby experiment failing and then getting him, that's what's allowed this whole thing to work, because it gave him a couple of years to again establish those relationships with Wiseman and other players.
No, you're exactly right. That was not the intent of the administration at the University of Memphis when they hired Tubby, was to create 2 years for Penny to forge relationships, but it worked out. It is amazing how coaching does work out. Like, Alabama has a coaching opening at the time that Nick Saban is ready to get out of Miami. Yep. Kentucky has a coaching opening at the time that John Calipari, at the time when John Calipari is desperate to get out of Memphis because there's a letter of inquiry. Let's be honest.
That's right.
It is amazing how it all can fit. Who's going to be the second lead? Who's going to be the leading scorer on this team, assuming that Tucker doesn't come?
Harris likes to shoot, so I think he's still got a chance. I don't know. I mean, listen, I don't know who it's going to be on this team. That may be the beauty of this team, is that I don't think they're going to have a guy. I think it's going to be a different guy every single night. And those are the best teams, in my opinion. Again, I think leadership is going to be critical. However, the great thing is you've got three guys on the bench in Penny, in Mike Miller, and Sam Mitchell, who I think can help provide leadership again because of what they've been able to do. The voices, you know, I know Mike Miller right now is getting a lot of pub for what he's done, and rightfully so. I can't imagine he's going to be an assistant for long in college. I really can't.
Right. Yeah. No. Okay. Really quick, Jeff, while I have you here, the Grizzlies, it doesn't appear they have whatever. There's various reports that they've already made their decision. Obviously, John Morant is there, R.J. Barrett there. Is it obvious to you who is the second-best player in this draft?
Yeah, he may be the first-best player. I mean, John Morant may be the player who has the highest upside, believe it or not. You can't believe you're saying that about Zion. But ultimately, I think John Morant's got a higher upside than Zion Williamson because of his position and because of the position and how important it is in the NBA. He's just so... You don't find guys like this that are that athletic and have that type of gear and also have that type of court vision and ability to make people better. And then throw in the third part of it, Jeff, which is everybody I've talked to close to this kid, from high school coaches, AAU coaches, college coaches, you name it, anybody who's been around this kid raves about him, his character, everything about him. So, no, he's going to be the next point guard for the Grizzlies. And the big question then becomes, like, what do you get in return for Mike Conley? And that's going to be critical.
Could it play out that there would be interest in Boston or not?
There should be 100%. If I'm Danny Ainge, I'm saying to myself, if Kyrie walks and Terry Rozier gets offered, he's a restricted free agent. Let's say he gets offered $16, $17 million a year. Do you bite the bullet and try to trade your draft picks and maybe a Jaylen Brown? The problem is the money's got to match up, so you probably got to move Al Horford. You probably got to move Horford or Marcus Smart and something else. I don't know what it comes down to, but I think Mike Conley in Boston, you throw him. He's the anti-Kyrie Irving. He's the most likable guy in the world.
That's exactly right. He is the you're exactly right. He's the least assuming, the most unassuming point guard out there. And as yes, he specifically does not need to be the lead guy, unlike Kyrie. Jeff, you're great.
No, I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Jeff. Follow him, read his stuff over at Stadium, and follow him on Twitter at Goodman Hoops. Thanks, Jeff. That is Jeff Goodman. The news there that he dropped was, if you caught it in passing, was that Rajon Tucker, the graduate transfer from Arkansas Little Rock, may have some academic issues that may prevent him from being a graduate transfer, which would then explain why he would be staying in the draft, even though he's not likely to be drafted.
Yes.
That would be difficult. It would be. I mean, it's still an unbelievable team, and it would not hurt the recruiting class whatsoever because it doesn't figure in the recruiting rankings. But does he, like, that experienced scoring and explosiveness is one of the things that was so awesome about this group.
Correct. I go back and forth on whether or not I think this is that impactful. There's no question getting a guy that's played college basketball for three full seasons, like, that's an asset from that perspective. But it's not like he's been in this program and that he's going to be...
No, he doesn't have experience in the program.
Correct, and that he's going to be...
Or he doesn't have experience deep in the NCAA tournament or anything like that.
Correct.
None of that stuff.
But I do think it never hurts to have a guy that's...
He also will definitely, like, he's another guy who will want his points. As a graduate transfer, you want your points,
there's
right?
No question. I mean, that the part of the selling point for him coming here was, hey, you didn't get invited to the combine, but if you play with us, you're going to play... You're going to make a deep run. You're going to play on the highest level. You've got two NBA guys here. We're going to get you into the first round. And I don't know. I go back and forth. If you said you have to choose between getting Precious Achiuwa or Rajon Tucker, I don't think that's really that difficult a decision. You take Precious Achiuwa.
Right.
Boogie Ellis.
We are going to First of all, I got to tell you about Redeemers Group. Redeemers Group is, if you are noticing cracks in the walls of your home, floors sinking or slope a little bit. It rained this weekend, by the way. If you're worried about water coming into your crawl space, your garage, your basement, etc., they can handle all of that, and they will come to your house for free. Foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling, and they will come and they'll analyze it, and it will not cost you a cent. So there's really no reason to call them. No reason not to call them. 541-8765, 541-8765. Send an expert to your house, get an estimate, see what's up. If you want to go ahead with the project, mention my name, and you will get $50 off. Redeemers Group, 541-8765, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. When we come back, I had quite the weekend when I did the dumbest thing that Frivolity Division, dumbest thing that I have ever done. And, I will tell you that tale. It did involve the police when I return. After that, Chris Harrington will be joining us. Then Rob Dossiter will be joining us. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Okay, the secret is out. Everybody wants to buy their cars and trucks at the wholesale price now. Probably because Wholesale Unlimited, just off Covington Pike on Pleasant View, has twice the selection of really nice pre-owned vehicles for every budget and credit score. Toyotas, Nissans and Hyundais, Mercedes, Jeeps, Silverados, Yukons. How about an Escalade or Mustang? If you have excellent credit or not so good credit, it does not matter. Everyone gets approved.
Yes, you can get sports cars at wholesale, too. Unlimited choices for all your summer trips and fun. That's why we call it Wholesale Unlimited. Go to WUCars.com and find what you really want to drive. Or go to Pleasant View, just off Covington Pike, and see how your money goes a long, long way when you can get your car or truck at the wholesale price. You will thank me later. Online at WUCars.com. Just Google it. Wholesale Unlimited.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Pizza Sub Collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
From the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
My pool's open. And I may invite you all over. If I do, you'll notice a few things. The lush green lawn transformed like it never has been before, and the absence of mosquitoes, all courtesy of my friends at Jameson Pest and Lawn. Since 1939, listen, if you're going to have someone work on your lawn, someone work on your pests, someone work on your mosquitoes, someone work on your termites, why wouldn't it be Memphis folks who've been here since 1939, who are deeply invested in the community, the same folks who are taking care of the Little League ball fields, Memphis Little League ball fields. Why wouldn't you do that? For free, by the way, volunteering to do that. Why wouldn't you do that? It's what I've done, and my life is infinitely better for it. As soon as I signed him up, I got a text from my old friend Bruce Ryan, who said, no longer lives in town. He said, Jameson? God, I used them. They were great. Unsolicited testimonials. Check them out for yourself. 452-1505. 452-1505 is the phone number. All right. I had quite the weekend. Did the dumbest thing I have ever done. Now, I have done some dumb things in my life. So, there was the time when I was covering the Masters golf tournament. And I flew to Atlanta, drove over to Augusta, and in my rental, drove to Augusta in my rental, and parked, went into the media center, worked a full day, probably whatever, 12 hours, a long day, it was 10 or 11 o'clock, I'm done for the day, and then I realize I can't find my car rental keys. Like, oh, what do you do? Because, like, I'm in Augusta. I rented it in Atlanta. Like,
correct.
I don't even
not
know.
Not close.
I don't know what. I don't even. I go to Lost and Found. They put out a over the loudspeakers. Anyone found keys, whatever. I finally decide I will go out to my car and see. Maybe I just dropped them, like, as I was getting out of the car, right? Maybe faint hope that they are there. I go out. It's parked on this big lawn. It's where this big, huge field, basically, is where they do it. And the door is open, the unlocked. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And I get in the car and discover.
In the ignition?
It's running. The car is running.
It's been running for.
It has been running for the entire 12 to 14 hours. So I did that once. I have pulled away from a gas station with the gas pump in, sending gas spewing everywhere. And the little thing, it was spinning like a slot machine. The little how much I owe, $176. I actually dove on the ground because I
credit
thought
credit or debit card, sir.
Because I thought it was gonna go up. Like I thought there was gonna be an explosion. So I went sprinting away from the car as soon as I they stopped it from inside. So I did that. That wasn't one of the smartest things I've ever done. I used to have to call my good friend Charles Fishman back before you had cell phones and ask him what my phone number was because I'd forgotten it, right? And he would know my own phone number. And so I'm known to be addled. There was another time I was at the CA in the parking lot, and I was going through some stuff, whatever. I ended up driving to the – I was covering something in Millington at the International Raceway there, whatever they call it. And so I went from the CA offices, drove out to Millington, put my backpack down, went out and interviewed someone, came back and sat back down at the workstation, and my laptop was there, right? And it was weird because I didn't remember taking it out of my backpack, and the rest of my backpack wasn't unzipped. I just sat down and I worked. Someone comes up to me later and says, oh, I see you got your laptop. I had left my laptop in the parking lot on the ground at the CA. Someone found it, realized it was mine, sent it out with the next person who was headed to cover the race, and they had put it on the workstation, and all this happened without me realizing the damn laptop was missing.
You know, people don't understand. I went to an Ivy League college.
So I have some issues, but nothing quite like what happened yesterday. I woke up yesterday morning, and finally I decided, you know what, I'm going to go do some errands. And I walked outside. I got my key to my, I got a 97 Mercedes, like I have to say, it was a like it's really cheap car, but beautiful, beautiful. It is beautiful, isn't it, Jeffrey?
100%.
Wasn't it beautiful? I should say, wasn't it beautiful? Beautiful car, like a classic. I love it actually. I did love it, and I got the key, and I walked out, and it was gone. It was not. I have sort of a front circular driveway and then kind of a side driveway, and it was not either place. And I just said, oh, hell, freaking car was stolen. Live in Memphis, Tennessee. This is what happens. I had a car stolen once in Miami, and it just – and I'd resolved. I'm not even going to put this on Facebook because I don't like contributing to the narrative that Memphis is some horrible place to live, crime, blah, blah, blah. So I would not have I wasn't going to even tell this story, but it has a small twist, so I will. I'm telling it now. So – I called the police. My car's been stolen. Police came over. Nice woman. She said, did you have it locked? I thought I had it. I thought I'd locked it, but there was no broken glass. She said, did you leave the key in it? And no, I only have one key. So I didn't. And I had the key in my hand, so I knew I didn't leave the key in it. And so And she asked me a bunch of other questions. She actually asked me, she asked me if I was in a gang. They have to ask you that. That's one of the questions they
correct
ask you.
Yeah,
are you in a gang?
Yeah.
No. Thank you. Anyway, she was lovely and nice. And she said, listen, probably they took it for a joyride, could have taken it to use in other crimes, or in which case, either of those instances, you might get it back, or you might, it might have been sold for parts, and in which case, you won't get it back. The problem here was is that because the car isn't worth very much, all I had was liability on it. I didn't have any other insurance on it. So it was a complete just thousands of dollars up in smoke.
Yes.
I had no theft coverage on the car. So I started I sort of irked, mad, whatever. But I started to get over it. I called lots of people, told them, and my car's been stolen. Texted lots of people, my car's been stolen. And then I started thinking how lucky I am that for me it wasn't even a – it was bad. It was bad, but it wasn't like a financial calamity. I felt – really it made me feel grateful. Like that in the end I'm – yes, my car was stolen, but it's not the end of the world. It's just money. I'll probably rent it. And I got my headphones. I thought, I'm going to go for a run. I got my headphones, and I started putting on my headphones. And then I realized, I said, wait a second. I went running yesterday, and it was raining. Oh, wait a second. I have this running group that I'm a part of that leaves from Sea Isle Park on Monday and Thursday nights. And sometimes I just run their route on my own. And I had gotten in my car and driven over to Sea Isle Park, and I was running that route, and I was talking to my brother on the phone, and it was through the neighborhood, basically where I live, and then it started to pour rain, just pour rain, Saturday. Saturday
was a monsoon.
Sunday, Saturday, it was Saturday. Monsoon. So like, I was caught in that monsoon, and all I could think about was getting home as fast as I could. So I ran home through the monsoon. I was, Ben, I got to go. I was talking to my brother. Ben, I got to go. I'm sprinting to get home to my house. Whoo! Get in my house. I'm soaked to the bone. Change my clothes. Whoo! But I got my run in. Totally forgotten that I had left my car at Sea Isle Park.
See, this is why I don't go running.
My car was not stolen. My car had been left at Sea Isle Park. That's why I had the keys. I had the keys in my pocket. I reported the car stolen. It was not stolen. I have lost a lot of things in my life. I have never lost an automobile before. And then the question is, what do you do? I had to call the police back because actually I got a text from our old friend Chris Powers later. He said he did this once. And he was pulled over by the cops for driving his own stolen car. So I called them and reported that there was not a missing car. There was just a missing brain. They actually had to send another officer out to retract the report. And he was just like, he was nice as could be, but he wasn't like, he was not like, hey, this could happen to anyone. He was incredulous. You just forgot?
And yes, it was raining. And
my defense is, and then people are, this is what happens when you become 57. No. I did that thing at the Masters in my 30s. This is what happens when you're me. My only defense to this entire thing is I've been this much of an idiot my whole life. Lost my car. People have told me now, people have been nice about it. They've sent me their own stories about things they've lost. But there tend to be like I walked into the kitchen and I forgot what I was looking for, or I put my glasses in the refrigerator or whatever. Like there's lots of tweet me. We can't take calls on this now because we got Chris Harrington. But if you have stories that make me feel better, you can send them my way at Jeff, G-E-O-F-F underscore Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. The good news is I have my car. It was not stolen. It was the police are very nice. And Memphis is, it was going to be unfairly tarred with this accusation. Does that surprise you?
No. Sorry, Mom. This one's going to sting. My mom, I was probably fourth or fifth grade, and she had just gotten this new Suburban, and she absolutely hated this car. Just despised it, loathed it. Too big for her. My mom's very petite. Not for her. And we're at a basketball tournament. I think it was my middle brother's basketball tournament. And, you know, we're just scrambling around. She has three kids, one of which at this point is like two. And she's just completely scatterbrained. And we get out to the car trying to get to our next game. And my mom just like has like a panic attack. Just freaks out. She can't find her keys. Has no idea. She's in such a panic that she calls a locksmith to come and try and pop the lock. And then when the locksmith hands her the clipboard to, you know, sign all the materials, the keys fell out of her pocket. In her hand.
Oh!
In her hand.
So, anyway, I lost my car. Chris Harrington has written the definitive Where Should or Could Mike Conley Be Traded? We will talk to Chris about that when we return. It's Jeff Calkin Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey.
I like you enough that I'm willing to get a vote 2 hours a day.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.